Rambam shares a thought in this week's parsha. At the end of the parsha, Pasuk says, "Al tachrisu shevet akosi." Do not cut off. Do not cut down. Shevet akosi. When they come to close the kelim. So the Medrash says that what it's referring to, the pshuto shel mikra, is as they're enclosing all the kelim, the shevet akosi should not be involved. They should be. They shouldn't come and see it as it's being done. Only afterwards, the Medrash sees a different point, that there's a tremendous bracha involved in carrying the Oren, and all of the members of Kohos would vie for the opportunity to carry the Oren, and therefore the Kalim, other Kalim, were neglected because everybody was vying for the opportunity to carry the Oren, and the bracha which came in conjunction with carrying the Oren. They ended up fighting with each other, and because of that, they were going to be punished. So the Pasuk says that, as it were, to try and protect them from the divine retribution, that al-Takhris, so they shouldn't be cut off, because they're deserving, they truthfully are deserving of being punished, and the Pasuk is trying to give them a limud zchus, a protection. They shouldn't be punished for what they're doing. So Rambam says, let's understand what's happening over here. The person is coming and saying that the opportunity to be connected to the greatest, most kaddish thing, the Oren, carrying the Oren, we can't imagine what a zchus it meant to be one of the Nosei Oren. So yes, you push yourself forward. A modern version, I want to get a bracha from a gadol, and I'm in Eretz Yisrael, and there's many, many people in the room, and I push myself forward because I want to get the bracha from the gadol. It'll be a big tremendous difference in my life. It'll make me a better person. It'll help. I ask him for a kedusha. I'm not asking him for gashious things. I want to grow as a better bentara, so I'll push forward. So it sounds like a good idea. We can picture ourselves possibly doing that, but we stepped on somebody's toes along the way. We pushed somebody out of the way. We made somebody feel bad. The person thought he was going to be the next person in line, and I sort of pushed him away, and he never got his bracha. And he feels insulted. He feels upset. He feels angry. So it wasn't worth it. So he says that this is the concept which is known as Mishkol HaChassidus. We're talking about something which is not a chiyuv, but it's the opportunities which we receive in life to do above and beyond. Person has to weigh that against all of the other elements which are involved in it. I have an opportunity doing a chesed, but that chesed might, somebody's expecting me, I'll end up coming late. So I have to weigh the chesed that I can do for the person with the fact that somebody's waiting for me and expecting me. I daven very loudly because it inspires me. But maybe it's affecting somebody next to me that they can't daven so well. So whenever we're doing something which is not chiyuv, but it's beyond that, it's chassidus, it's beyond the chiyuvim of tzitzis, but it's chassidus, there's something called mishkal chassidus, we have to weigh it on the other impact. When a person is doing his chiyuvim, the basic baseline chiyuv, that's part of the responsibility. I once asked my Rebbe about washing negel vasher next to the bed, potentially as a bacher in the dorm, potentially maybe awakening my roommate, as opposed to going to the sink, or which was in the room, or going even to the bathroom down the hallway, quietly and gently shutting the door gently, and then thereby not awakening my roommates. So he told me that the Mishabura is very strong about the chiyuv of washing next to the bed, and part of coming to yeshiva is dealing with people who want to do the halacha correctly. So therefore, he has been makabel by becoming part of the yeshiva that he's willing to have this event happen. That being said, I should make sure I'm preparing everything beforehand and do it as quietly as possible. So try and find that balance. It's not always easy to find that balance, but this is the lesson of this week's parsha. Have a good Shabbos.